When do you think we might actually get a working, and I know at the very basic level we've already got a quantum computer, but I'm talking about an actual quantum full computer. How far away?
Ooh, that's a tough one because, you know, there's a lot of, this is really, really early. It could be that with a breakthrough we're just 10, 20 years away. But it could also be that there's some showstoppers, that some things that we haven't thought of that just prevent us from taking these little rudimentary quantum computers, which already exist, and scaling them up. And so it may be that we're stuck with little toys. If I had to wager, I'd say that we're about 20 to 30 years away from getting a reasonable-sized quantum computer, which would be really wonderful.
Well, it might be. And again, I think I mentioned this last week, but there are those who theorize that if we get a quantum computer, we might be able to retrieve information from another dimension. Now, is that too much of a reach?
No, that is not actually too much of a reach. And David Deutsch, who's a quantum theorist out in England, is thinking very much along the same lines. One of the puzzles of quantum computation is, why are quantum computers so much more powerful than regular computers? And David Deutsch is a fan of the multiverse idea, that there are multiple universes in parallel. And he kind of envisions the idea, part of the reason that you've got this power is that you're tapping not just the computer in your universe, but the computers in all the multiple universes working in parallel. So
we might suddenly be able to ask questions and retrieve answers from a realm that we don't yet understand fully. In other words, is it possible we would get the quantum computer, begin to get information from a source that we didn't recognize, and it actually would be coming from another dimension, even though we had no other way of actually communicating with another dimension? I that's very confusing to say, but I think I said it right.
Yeah, I think yes. I mean, we wouldn't really have access to those parallel universes in the sense that there isn't a guy over there whom we can send messages to. In fact, the other universe would have copies of us.
If I remember correctly, you said that actual communication on a quantum at a quantum level is impossible. You cannot, even though these two particles are acting in this spooky way that we talked about, there is no way to attach a piece of information to that spooky movement and move it from A to B.
That's correct. With the caveat, it cannot go faster than the speed of light. You can't, as long as you allow, have a limit of the speed of light, you can transfer information. But as soon as you try to break that speed limit, your communication scheme breaks down. For example, quantum teleportation, the idea that you can transport something from point A to point B and do it the speed is limited by light. You can only do it as fast as light because you need to send a photon or a bit of information from A to B to reconstruct that quantum state. So there is this natural barrier that no one can get around, that even though you can kind of, in some sense, send things superluminally, faster than light, it carries no information. And
okay,
so
then if we had a quantum computer,
mm-hmm.
we might be able to go to this this Google in the sky and retrieve an answer or retrieve information, or did I just destroy my own argument? In other words, no communication. Let me try again. I'm trying to imagine that we could get some information that would come from another universe, and I think you sort of said yes to that, but at the same time you're saying information can't flow. I'm confused.
It's extremely confusing, and a lot of scientists are just completely rejected outright. But the idea is that even though we're not able to send messages back and forth, we're able to tap the resource. So we can use it as a resource, but we cannot kind of send messages.
So, for example, we could make an inquiry about the conditions inside a black hole, and we might get an answer, but we wouldn't know where it came from?
we would have an answer, but we wouldn't know it's the right one, perhaps. And that's even more complicated.
It is.